2018 was an interesting year for Wyoming and our region. From elections and population growth to an evolving debate about public lands use, Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen takes a look back.
A record number of Native Americans ran in the midterm election this year. In the months before Election Day, we spoke with Tara Benally as she went knocking door-to-door across the Navajo Nation in San Juan County, Utah.
And I'm sure these people will be pretty surprised to see us out here.
Benally is Navajo and worked with the Rural Utah Project, a nonpartisan voter registration group. She and others told us Navajo voters face all kinds of obstacles, from lack of access to early voting to blatant discrimination at the polls. Despite those challenges, San Juan County did end up making some history this election. Two Native Americans were elected to the county commission that makes a majority in support of the original boundaries for Bears Ears National Monument. Another story in Indian country that we reported on was the alarming number of indigenous women that are murdered or go missing in North America. It could be as many as 300 every year, but no one really knows because no one is keeping track. We spoke to Anita Lucchese back in July.
After kind of doing some Googling, I realized, well, nobody has the right number.
Lucchese is Southern Cheyenne. She told us that she's creating her own database by filing public record requests with local law enforcement agencies. Right now, local police aren't required to file reports to be included in the FBI's database unless the person is a juvenile.
I would venture a guess that if we did have the data, it would show that Native women are more disproportionately represented.
Congress introduced Savannah's Act in 2017. It requires an annual report on the number of missing and murdered indigenous women. The Senate passed the bill, but it was blocked in the House by Republican Bob Goodlatte, who chaired the House Judiciary Committee. Congress will now need to start from scratch in the new session. We also did a number of stories on the region's extensive public lands. One of the most surprising stories came out of Yellowstone National Park in June. Superintendent Dan Wank was forced out of leadership by the Trump administration. Wank gave an exclusive interview with the Mountain West News Bureau.
I'm feeling like I devoted 43 years of my life. I think it's I have a record of achievement with the National Park Service that at the end of the day doesn't matter.
The Interior Department selected Cameron Shawley to be the new superintendent of Yellowstone National Park. Shawley took over in October. And if you've been listening to some of our reports on public lands, you may have noticed that climate change has come up a lot. And if you're getting a little bit anxious about that, you're not alone.
Dread and grief are good words to describe that.
I can't remember a time where I wasn't like thinking about it. It's always like in the back of my mind.
Groups like the American Psychological Association and the American Psychiatric Association have been publishing reports on how the fear of climate change can harm mental health. We spoke with Laura Schmidt back in the fall. She started a support group in Salt Lake City for people to talk about their climate anxieties.
You can see this as a great opportunity for connection and for meaning and for community building, or you can sort of shut down and look the other way.
Schmidt's group has now expanded into other parts of the country, as well as into Canada and Utah. Talking about expansion, our region continues to grow, and that growth isn't always a good thing. That's been especially true for housing and rental markets. Boise continues to be the fastest growing city in the country, and in September, we introduce you to one middle schooler there named Caden Zimmerman. He's one of the 2.5 million children that are homeless in the U.S.
My friends know about it, me being homeless, and they don't tease me on it. They just know that I'm doing it, I'm trying to work hard, and that it's just an effort to try not to break down.
Caden and his family were eventually able to move into a house. It's about 700 square feet, and they share it with another woman from the shelter. His grandma says it's not the greatest, but it's not the worst. For Caden,
this is home.
We'll be checking back on this story and the many issues in our region in the new year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.